Past five, do the right thing, Bill. That's been the call made from actor Sam Neill today, calling on the Prime Minister to immediately take in Rohingya refugees who are fleeing worsening bloodshed in Myanmar. A top United Nations human rights official has called Myanmar's treatment of the Muslim minority a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. And the UN says more than 300,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled to flood-hit Bangladesh since the violence erupted late last month. Kiwi aid worker Corinne Ambler of the Red Cross has just arrived in Bangladesh. Corinne, whereabouts are you right now?
I'm at Copters Bazaar, which is in the south of Bangladesh, near the border with Myanmar. And I'm here to help the Red Cross, Red Crescent response to help these 300,000 people who have streamed across the border from Myanmar, fleeing violence, in the last 2 weeks alone.
300,000 people, you say, have fled to Bangladesh. What scenes are you seeing today? Describe them for me.
For kilometres and kilometres along the side of the road, there are old women and children just sitting in the mud, lying in the mud, right under the skies. It's raining very heavily on and off. There are makeshift shelters lining the road for as far as the eye can see, just people living under pieces of plastic. There are people everywhere. Every available spare scrap of land, people have set up a shelter for themselves. And they are hungry, they need water, food, shelter, and they are in dire straits. It's a huge humanitarian catastrophe.
I know you can't talk specifically about what's happening in Myanmar because you're not there. I understand you have seen some upsetting scenes of a gunshot wound. Talk to me about that.
Yes, I'm with the mobile medical team from the Bangladesh Red Crescent. And yesterday they saw an 8-year-old boy who had gunshot wounds to his hand and to his abdomen. The wound was infected, but more than the superficial wound that he had, the team said that he was extremely traumatized. They've asked him to come back today so that they can help him some more. But it's becoming obvious that many of these people who are fleeing violence in Rakhine State, they're psychologically traumatized by what they have seen and what they have been through. Many of them have crossed for 5 days with no water, no food. A lot of people, old people and disabled, have been carried on other people's backs. A lot of them have seen their family members killed in front of them. And now they are here. They are sitting in the mud. There is no shelter. There is no food. The Red Crescent is making water and distributing water to these people. And we're also distributing some dry food, and we're running medical clinics. But the need is huge. I cannot stress enough how many people are here, 300,000 people, the size of a city of Wellington, just sitting in the mud at the side of the road.
Unbelievable. Corinne, I know you work with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescents. How long do you expect to be there for?
Look, this operation is going to go on for quite some time. More and more people are streaming across every day. I'm told there are another 100,000 waiting at the border to come across. That would make it 400,000. At the moment, the Red Crescent and Red Cross is scaling up its response. We're urgently asking for help from the international community. We have an existing operation here and a camp to help people previously who have crossed from Myanmar, but that number has tripled or quadrupled, and we do not have enough funds to help everyone. So I think our operation here will be ongoing for many months and years to come. But our immediate focus is to help these people who are sitting out in the open. I can't even describe the looks on their faces. They are traumatized. It's obvious they've been through things that no human being should have to go through. So if people want seeing this on the news and they want to help, please, international community, you can donate to help these people displaced from Myanmar.
Corinne Ambler, aid worker with the Red Cross. Stay safe and thank you very much for your time tonight. It's 5:23.